South Korean investigators say it is clear to them 53-year-old Park Wang-ja was shot in the back during her visit to North Korea last week. So Jung-seok is a forensic specialist with South Korea's National Institute of Scientific Investigation.
부검 결과 등과 엉덩이 이개소에서 총창이 발견되었습니다.
He says an autopsy showed two bullets passed through Park's body. Both of the entry wounds are in her backside. The exit wounds are in the front. Park was on a visit to the North's Kumgang Mountain Resort last Friday. The area was built and is managed by South Korea's Hyundai Asan Corporation as a showcase of inter-Korean reconciliation. Park apparently left her hotel room for an early morning stroll and was later shot near a seaside area. North Korea has told Hyundai Asan she wandered into a restricted zone and attempted to flee when confronted by military personnel.
박광자 여사의 사인은 관통총창들에 의하여
Investigators saw says Park died of excessive blood loss from the wounds. He says based on the pattern of damage to organs, he estimates the shots were taken at fairly long range. South Korea is relying mainly on witness testimony from fellow tourists to reconstruct the killing because it is receiving no cooperation whatsoever from North Korea. Pyongyang has refused South Korea's demands to allow investigators to visit the site of the killing. It has also failed to share footage taken by North Korean closed-circuit cameras that may have been pointed at Friday's occurrences. South Korea's Unification Ministry says they have tried to contact North Korea using a specially established phone line, but nobody is picking up. The North has blamed South Korea for the shooting and demanded a formal apology. Far from apologizing, South Korea has called the North Korean shooting wrong and unimaginable. The impasse over the shooting is a reflection of the broader North-South relationship, which has chilled considerably since the February inauguration of South Korean President Lee Myung-bak. Pyongyang has refused any dialogue with Mr. Lee, who it describes as a traitor for his conservative policy stance toward the North. For now, the Kumgang tour project is frozen, costing North Korea badly needed hard currency with each passing day. The question that remains is how much more pressure South Korea will be willing to apply until it gets the answers it feels it deserves from the North. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.